All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. It's that time of the week, folks, my key games in the world of college football. Now, you start off tonight, and a big one in the Atlantic Coast Conference has a second-ranked team in the land, the Florida State Seminoles, traveling to the newbies on the block in the ACC, the 25th-ranked Louisville Cardinals. Now, this is the last hurdle for the Seminoles as far as winning the Atlantic Division of the ACC. They've already knocked off Clemson, and taking care of business against Louisville will put them in the driver's seat to once again get to the ACC championship game. Now, you look, of course, at Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston and wide receiver Rashad Green. They will once again have a big day, if the Seminoles are going to get the victory on the road. Now, you look at linebacker Terrence Smith for the Noles. He's leading this defense with 60 tackles, and he will be all over the field trying to stop Louisville's running game. Now, speaking of Louisville, historically, under head coach Bobby Petrino, they love to pass the football, but it's been more of the ground and pound this year. You're still getting a good season from quarterback Will Gardner, who has 11 touchdowns. He's only thrown 2 interceptions on this campaign, and he will need to be more of a game manager tonight. He needs to be more assertive if the Cardinals are going to upset Florida State at home. This Louisville defense under first-year defensive coordinator Todd Grantham has been very fierce. You're talking about 28 sacks this year, and they have made life very miserable for the opponents that they have faced. Also, defensive back Greg Holloman has 8 interceptions, and that'll be interesting to see if he can be able to bait Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston into making some mistakes. This is going to be a very tight game, and I take Louisville at home, squeezing by Florida State by a score of 24-23. Now, moving ahead to Saturday, and I'll stay in the ACC as the 24th-ranked Duke Blue Devils travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Pitt Panthers. Now, Duke quarterback Anthony Boone is getting into a rhythm, and if he can get into a rhythm for the remainder of the season, Duke should win the Coastal Division of the ACC. You look at Pitt quarterback Chad Boytik. He's been up and down this year. 9 touchdowns to only 6 interceptions. He'll need to have a bigger game if Pitt is going to upset Duke this Saturday. Pitt running back James Conner is averaging nearly 6 yards per carry, while wide receiver Tyler Boyd is one of the best in the nation at what he does. 45 receptions this year for 651 yards and 5 receiving touchdowns. But it will be moot because I'm going to take the Dukies on the road to knock off Pittsburgh by a score of 30-20. Now, moving to the Big 12, the 7th-ranked TCU Horned Frogs travel to Morgantown, West Virginia to take on the 20th-ranked West Virginia Mountaineers. Now, second place in the Big 12 Conference is on the line in this one. We all know about that high-powered offense that Texas Christian has. They were able to hang up 82 points at home last week on the Red Raiders of Texas Tech. Quarterback Trayvon Boykin is really coming to his own this season. When he first arrived at Fort Worth under head coach Gary Patterson, he was a runner first and occasionally a passer. Now, it's all about the passing game and moving around when he needs to. 21 touchdown passes this season to just 3 interceptions. You look at wide receiver Josh Doctson for TCU. He has 35 receptions for 573 yards and 7 touchdowns. And one thing that TCU has been doing a lot this year, they've been spreading the football around, which takes away the opposing defense's opportunity to lock in on one single wide receiver. This TCU defense is getting back to what we knew that it always could be under head coach Gary Patterson, as they have 22 quarterback sacks this year along with 13 picks, and they are led by linebacker Paul Dawson, who has 79 tackles on the campaign. Now, on the flip side for West Virginia, you look at their quarterback Clint Trickett. He is having a very good season for head coach Dana Holgorsen down there at Morgantown. Nearly 3,000 yards of passing with 17 touchdowns to only 5 interceptions. And he has one of the best wide receivers in the nation, not just the Big 12, the nation, in Kevin White, who has 72 receptions this year. He already has over 1,000 yards receiving to go along with 8 touchdowns. And he will put a ton of pressure on the secondary of TCU. This is going to be a very good game, but I believe that TCU has enough to get past West Virginia late in this one. And I'm taking the Horned Frogs on the road by a score of 38-24. Now, in the Southeastern Conference, the third-ranked Auburn Tigers will travel to Oxford to take on the fourth-ranked Rebels of Ole Miss. Now, not only is second place in the SEC West on the line in this one, more than likely, the loser will be eliminated from the college football playoff picture. Now, you look at the triplets down there at Auburn, quarterback Nick Marshall, running back Cameron Artis Payne, and wide receiver Dakia Williams will need to be on point in this one as far as keeping the pace of head coach Gus Malzahn's offense for the Tigers. This Tigers defense does have 13 interceptions this year, and that will be important going up against Ole Miss quarterback Bo Wallace. Bo Wallace has had his fair share of ups and downs this year. Of course, you know, he's going to be the scapegoat after last week's loss on the road at LSU after throwing that untimely interception to end the game. He has 18 touchdowns on the year to 7 interceptions. And you wonder, where is his mindset after costing his team the game down the stretch last week in Baton Rouge? Now, if Wallace comes to play, of course, he will look to his big-time wide receiver in Laquon Treadwell, who has 38 receptions this year for 529 yards. This Ole Miss defense under head coach Hugh Freeze has been one of the better units in the nation this year, as they have 17 interceptions led by a defensive back, Cinquez Golson, who has 8 of his own. This is going to be a nip and tuck affair, but I'm taking Ole Miss to get back on track at home by the score of 30-20. Now in the Pac-12 on Saturday night, the Stanford Cardinal travel to Eugene to take on the 5th-ranked Oregon Ducks. Now, coming in, you would just think that Oregon is a runaway favorite in this game. They are favored by 8 points, but the last 2 years that these two teams have met, it's been Stanford that has knocked off a previously undefeated Oregon team and cost them an opportunity at the national championship. Now, you look at Stanford quarterback Kevin Hogan. He's been a game manager this year, but he needs to take his game to the next level if the Cardinal are going to make it 3 consecutive victories over the Ducks. This Stanford D is one of the best in the nation. They are only allowing 12.5 points per game, while they also have 27 sacks to their credit. That will be important for this one, because you look at Marcus Mariota, the Oregon quarterback who has been unflappable this season with 24 touchdown passes to only 1 interception. And you look at running back Royce Freeman, who has over 700 yards on the ground to go along with 13 TDs. Stanford's defense must keep this Oregon offense in 3rd and long. They must bring pressure from all parts of the field to really disrupt the timing of this prolific Oregon offense. Now, defensively for the Ducks, they have 23 sacks, and just like Stanford's defense, they must keep the Stanford Cardinal offense in 3rd and long situations. Make Kevin Hogan beat you as a passer. That's what Oregon has to do Saturday night. This is going to be a tight affair. We're not going to see the high-scoring tilts that we are accustomed to seeing with Oregon, but I will still take the Ducks at home in this one by a score of 27-20. Now, you have some big ones in the Pac-12 South this Saturday night. First, you have the 12th-ranked Arizona Wildcats traveling to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena to take on the 22nd-ranked UCLA Bruins. Now, Arizona quarterback Anu Solomon is playing well above his years, and this year under head coach Rich Rodriguez, 20 touchdown passes to only 4 interceptions. But you look at this Arizona running game with Nick Wilson and Terrace Jones Grisby along with Solomon. They will look to put a ton of pressure on this UCLA defense. Now, it will be important for Arizona to get that spread offense and that running game going early and often, because it will set up the play action to wide receiver Caleb Jones, who has 46 receptions this year for 670 yards and 7 receiving touchdowns. Now, you look at this Wildcats defense. They are led by Scooby Wright, who has 78 tackles, and he will have to be at his best this Saturday night in trying to stop UCLA quarterback Brett Hundley. Now, aside from Hundley, you look at UCLA's running game with Paul Perkins, who has set the goal over the 1,000-yard mark on this season, and UCLA can do some damage in the passing game with Jordan Payton. Now, you look at Bruins linebacker Eric Kendricks. He has 93 tackles on the year, and it will be imperative for him to be all over the field to help stop this potent Arizona Wildcats offense. It really won't matter as far as I'm concerned because UCLA has not looked good. You saw this team have to go to double overtime last week on the road to knock off a Colorado team that is really not that good. And I think Arizona right now is playing better football than the Bruins. And I take Arizona on the road in this one by the score of 33-23. And finally, in the desert, the 17th ranked Utes of Utah will travel to take on the 14th ranked Arizona State Sun Devils. Now, just like the UCLA Arizona tilt, this is going to be a game that's going to help us clear up that muddled picture in the Pac-12 South. Now, you look at Utah's running game led by running back Devontae Booker, and that will be important in this one because the Utes don't have their home run hitter at wide receiver Andres Anderson, as he is out now with an injury. But this Utah defense does have 35 sacks on the year, led by Nate Orchard, who has 11. And they will need to put a ton of pressure on Arizona State quarterback Taylor Kelly. He did get his bell rung last week on the road against the University of Washington. And I expect this Utah defense to come after him and test his will early on in this game. But the Arizona State Sun Devils do have their triplets with Kelly, running back DJ Foster, and Jalen Strong. And it will be a battle of wills. Who's going to win this game? Is it going to be the Utah defense or is it going to be the ASU offense? In the end, I think Utah has enough to go on the road and get the victory against Arizona State by the score of 33-20. Those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of Sunday's action from week number 9 in the National Football League. If you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.